You have meddled with the primal forces of nature, Mr. Beale, and I won't have it! Is that clear? You think you merely stopped a business deal? That is not the case. The Arabs have taken billions of dollars out of this country, and now they must put it back! It is ebb and flow, tidal gravity. It is ecological balance. You are an old man who thinks in terms of nations and peoples. There are no nations. There are no peoples. There are no Russians. There are no Arabs. There are no third worlds. There is no West. There is only one holistic system of systems. One vast and immane, interwoven, interacting, multivariate, multinational dominion of dollars. Petrodollars, electrodollars, multidollars, Reichmarks, Rins, rubles, pounds, and shekels. It is the international system of currency which determines the totality of life on this planet. That is the natural order of things today. That is the atomic and subatomic and galactic structure of things today. And you have meddled with the primal forces of nature. And you will atone. Am I getting through to you, Mr. Beale?
You get up on your little 21-inch screen and howl about America and democracy. There is no America. There is no democracy. There is only IBM and ITT and AT&T and DuPont, Dow, Union Carbide, and Exxon. Those are the nations of the world today. What do you think the Russians talk about in their councils of state? Karl Marx? They get out their linear programming charts, statistical decision theories, min-max solutions, and compute the price, cost, probabilities of their transactions and investments, just like we do. We no longer live in a world of nations and ideologies, Mr. Beale. The world is a college of corporations, inexorably determined by the immutable bylaws of business. The world is a business, Mr. Beale. It has been since man crawled out of the slime. And our children will live, Mr. Beale, to see that perfect world in which there's no war or famine, oppression or brutality. One vast and ecumenical holding company for whom all men will work to serve a common profit, in which all men will hold a share of stock, all necessities provided, anxieties tranquilized, all boredom amused. And I have chosen you, Mr. Beale, to preach this evangel.
Why me?
Because you're on television, dummy. 60 million people watch you every night of the week, Monday through Friday.
I have seen the face of God.
You just might be right, Mr. Beale.
Into the unconnected darkness, roaming like the don't give a fuck honey badger, gracefully not giving a fuck, I stand before you a different man, a man affected by growth and greed, a person who has battled and won, fought and lost. The surroundings move closer to us all, and the news isn't always good, amigos. Every day or every week is a new battle. Some are old foes, and some are new. Today, it is an old fuck-faced golden poo, a turd that has grown to incredible heights. They are too big to fail. And so therefore, my only cause is to meddle with the primal forces of nature. That was Paddy Chayefsky from Network, 1976, a film by Ned Beatty. I encourage you to watch it. There are some great speeches in there. The movie itself, not that great, but it's okay. But there are some moments in there that are pretty fantastic. And I will be playing, at the end of this, a clip by the main character who gives one of the greatest speeches ever. And not the I'm mad as hell speech. That's what it's the same movie, right? When he said, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. That one. But he gives a better speech, I think. They're both great. About how we're useless piles of goo standing in front of our television or our screens. Welcome to Arthouse Radio. This is technically not an official episode. Maybe it is. I really just wanted to do two things with this episode. One, I wanted to slam Comcast because I've been having trouble with them ever since I moved into my new place in Midtown Detroit. And they're saying I don't exist. That's what's happening. They say we don't have a record for that apartment, so we don't know what to tell you. I'm like, well, I'm here, so you can send somebody here. But they, you know, it's just one of those things. When you call Comcast, you have to expect that you're going to be an hour of your time is going to be wasted, at least. And then every time you call them, you have to re-explain it. You get a new person. Sometimes you get lucky and you know, they take care of things. But I think over a month is pretty ridiculous. If you have a business or you work from home like I do quite often, it's pretty important to have that connection, for better or worse. I would love for somebody to step forward and preach the new Luddite gospel to me so that I could be taken away to this cult like Kelly from 90210 when she fell for that guy in the wheelchair that Brandon eventually saved her from. From whom? From whom Brandon Walsh eventually saved her. And that I could be saved as well. Appreciating my pre-cult world in my post-cult addiction status. I don't know. What's the difference between a religion and a cult? Well, I believe in a religion, all the founding members are dead. That's the difference. So I want to do two things. One was talk about Comcast and how I want to, you know, I don't want to just sit here and slam them as being like these assholes. They're super frustrating, but I just wanted to give a rundown and give a few quick stats about Comcast if I could. And then the other thing was just to tell you that Arthouse Radio will be back next week. Had a nice little week off. And so the launch of Troy Meets World will be happening, I think next week, maybe the week after. I'm going to swampcast a few episodes. Why would you do that? Well, because I had some really good interviews this week. Let me tell you about them. These are interviews that have already happened. I talked with the executive director at MOCAD, the Museum of Contemporary Art Detroit. We had a conversation. Great one. She's great. Alicia Barroway Reader, fantastic person. You're going to love that conversation. I talked with the artist Chloe Brown, who is based in Sheffield, UK. She's a professor at the university there. She has some interesting stuff up on Vimeo. You can look up Dancing in the Boardroom on Vimeo, and that will give you sort of a link into her world. Very interesting person. We had a very long conversation, and it was extremely exciting and interesting. I know, exciting. Yes, all of it was exciting, and I don't know if I'm getting too excited. That's why I questioned myself. Everything great. We also talked already with Sebastian Krinkle, micropsychologist, organic activist. I think he's a performance artist. That's what I think. But we had a really good conversation. Sebastian Krinkle, Professor Dr. Herr Professor Dr. Sebastian Krinkle. He's on the show. And you know, if the Comcast people can get their shit together, I've got a comedian from Lansing. I'm just going to say her name since she's already, well, maybe I shouldn't. Okay. Let's just say she's of the comedy coven thing. She'll be on the show. There are a couple of other people. I've got some of your favorites coming up. Doug Guillen's going to be on again. The Queen of Siam. Hello. I believe she was Robert Smith and the Cure deemed her the most intelligent, charming, and lovely person in the world since Napoleon III. I don't know. I'm just kidding. I don't know. I don't know anything about Napoleon III, although I do know he has good furniture and it's in the Louvre in Paris, and you can see that. I digress. Anyway, those are some of the things that are going to happen if I can ever get Comcast to do their shit. So that'll be back. Art House will be back next week, and Troy Meets World will be launching that week as well, if not for sure the week after. So pay attention to that at Art House 43. Can I ask you, please, when you hear this, if you have not reviewed us, please do so. So go to iTunes, click on a review, and do a little thing. That's all I ask. And if you'd like to donate to the show, please, please, for the love of God, could you help get me off of the Burger King night shift? I need to get off there. It's hard to do work when you have to flip burgers your way. It's not even bad enough that I have to flip them at all, but I have to do it your way, which is really annoying. Do you have any idea how annoying the general public can be? You know what I'm talking about. Those of you who are listening to this show are not part of the general public. I mean, you are. We're all a part of the general public, but what I mean is we're the good ones. The rest of them are crazy. The rest of them are the ones who are going to go ape shit when the financial collapse happens. It's not going to be pretty. We got to stick together. So if you help me get a mansion on the hill, I will let you into my house. All you have to do is just say the password. Eat me. That's the password. Eat me. If you are in the apocalypse and you're near my mansion on the house because you donated to the show or you wrote a review, which led to sponsorship because we got visibility on iTunes, and you come up to the door and say, eat me, I will let you in my house. Okay? Deal. All right. Quickly, before I go, and before I play a clip of the network ad, that you already heard the first one. That was the chubby guy from the original Superman with Christopher Reeves. Lex Luthor's sidekick? I don't remember who it was. Somebody will have to write in and tell me. And then I'll leave you with the great speech, the forgotten speech, the I'm mad as hell, but I'm going to do it on television live speech. I want to get into some stats about our friends over at Comcast, who apparently, and I'm sure some of this is a Detroit thing. Like, I've heard that it's terrible, particularly here, to get service. That's why Dan Gilbert's Rocket Fiber is taking off. There are AT&T or some other people, some other institutions here that I see other people in the building using, and I would like to not have to switch, but we will see if they can make me an offer. I can't refuse. Make me an offer. I can't refuse. Now I'm a racist. Look at this and all this racist stuff against Italians. Okay. Stats about Comcast. Number one, this is from the sources Comcast via CNN Money, so you know it's got to be accurate, right? First, largest broadcast and cable company in the world. That's pretty big. In the world. Their revenue is about $68.8 billion. That equals the GDP of Cuba, just as an example. The GDP of Cuba. Did you just hear what I said? I'm going to let that sink in for a minute while you take a puff or whatever, another sip of your whiskey, and then soak in that $68.8 billion, which is equal to the GDP of Canada. That's Comcast. That's how big they are. The Consumerist reported in 2014 that Comcast received the Golden Poo trophy, which is given to America's worst company. And I don't know what the statistic, like what the qualifications are for that. I would imagine customer service. You always see people complaining about Comcast. Always. And let me tell you this. Let me go to the next stat. So Comcast reaches 27.8 million homes. Time Warner, their closest competitor, only has half that. So you can say, well, listen, Troy, you like to complain a lot, don't you? And to that, I would say, like, listen, there's a lot to complain about, man. Don't start that don't complain shit to me. I forgot my what I was saying. Oh, here's my hypothetical you. Now listen, Troy, you complain a lot. See, 27.8 million people. How could they possibly keep up with that? Well, hey, if you can't keep up with that, then don't get that big. Because if you have 27.8 million people, you should have the equivalent in whatever you need to service. That sounds like a pervert-y thing. However many people you need to service 27.8 million. Boy, are my legs tired. My back is killing me. You should have that amount. Do you see what I'm saying? It's not like the company started with four people and they've got 27.8 million and they've still got four people working for them. Okay, they got people everywhere. They got trucks everywhere. They probably got a whole garage full of tools somewhere. Just send somebody out. It's not that hard. You should really take care of people, especially people who have podcasts, because you know people talk. People talk. Comcast Center is the tallest building in Philly, almost 1,000 feet tall. And Comcast has spent, this is probably the most telling thing, $141.8 million on lobbying since 1998. And that probably had something to do with their buyout of NBC Universal. So now you have somebody who laid down those lines, and has somewhat of a control over a portion of the content. Do you see the danger here? Danger? You should look up the word danger if you don't agree with me, and then tell me afterwards once you read it if you agree. That's a dangerous thing. The concentration of power, of content, of distribution. Distribution. Okay, that's all I'm going to say for today. I will see you next week with some brand smacking new interviews. They're going to be great ones. I need you to share this with your friends. I need this to take off, these episodes. We want to come back for, I'm not going to call it season three, but it's kind of like a rebooting. You can call it season three if you want. I'll, whatever. But we are back as of next week, and we are here for the summertime Troy. Are you ready for a little summer Troy? I'm still working on my catchphrase. I'm thinking it might be untangle those cords. No, I don't know what it is. I'm going to have to work on something. If you've got any catchphrase suggestions, I probably won't listen to them, but you can tweet them at me, at arthouse43. Listen, you can also support the Arthouse Hallway Gallery in Detroit. It's outside my apartment. The stats are on arthouse43.com/arthouseradio. You can find a blog post. I think $15 gets your name up in the gallery, $25 gets your name up in the gallery and a thank you, and then $40 gets you all that plus a promo, a 15-second pre-roll for four episodes. Now, that's a pretty good deal. For only $40, you can reach thousands of people. Huh? Okay. Have fun. Have a good weekend the rest of your weekend, and I will see you next week. Enjoy. Until the next meeting, my friends.
And starring the mad prophet of the airways, Howard Beale.
Today, Edward George Ruddy was the chairman of the board of the Union Broadcasting Systems, and he died at 11 o'clock this morning of a heart condition, and woe is us. We're in a lot of trouble.
So, a rich little man with white hair died. What has that got to do with the price of rice, right? And why is that woe to us? Because you people and 62 million other Americans are listening to me right now. Because less than 3% of you people read books. Because less than 15% of you read newspapers. Because the only truth you know is what you get over this tube. Right now, there is a whole, an entire generation that never knew anything that didn't come out of this tube. This tube is the gospel. The ultimate revelation. This tube can make or break presidents, popes, prime ministers. This tube is the most awesome goddamn force in the whole godless world. And woe is us if it ever falls into the hands of the wrong people. And that's why woe is us that Edward George Ruddy died. Because this company is now in the hands of CCA, the Communication Corporation of America. There's a new chairman of the board, a man called Frank Hackett, sitting in Mr. Ruddy's office on the 20th floor. And when the 12th largest company in the world controls the most awesome goddamn propaganda force in the whole godless world, who knows what shit will be peddled for truth on this network? So you listen to me. Listen to me. Television is not the truth. Television is a goddamn amusement park. Television is a circus, a carnival, a traveling troupe of acrobats, storytellers, dancers, singers, jugglers, sideshow freaks, lion tamers, and football players. We're in the boredom-killing business. So if you want the truth, go to God. Go to your gurus. Go to yourselves. Because that's the only place you're ever going to find any real truth. But man, you're never going to get any truth from us. We'll tell you anything you want to hear. We lie like hell. We'll tell you that Kojak always gets the killer and that nobody ever gets cancer in Archie Bunker's house. And no matter how much trouble the hero is in, don't worry, just look at your watch. At the end of the hour, he's going to win. We'll tell you any shit you want to hear. We deal in illusions, man. None of it is true. But you people sit there day after day, night after night, all ages, colors, creeds. We're all you know. You're beginning to believe the illusions we're spinning here. You're beginning to think that the tube is reality and that your own lives are unreal. You do whatever the tube tells you. You dress like the tube. You eat like the tube. You raise your children like the tube. You even think like the tube. This is mass madness, you maniacs. In God's name, you people are the real thing. We are the illusion. So turn off your television sets. Turn them off now. Turn them off right now. Turn them off and leave them off. Turn them off right in the middle of the sentence I'm speaking to you now. Turn them off.